606.
I'm going to cut you off there, Terry, because as you know, we've been desperately trying to make contact with our geography teacher, Michael Doran, who's somewhere in Spain, having just got off a plane. Michael, good evening to you.
How are you?
You're there.
Yeah.
Just about.
I'm in a core region, you know.
Yes, I was wondering what mountain range you'd be near.
Yeah.
Michael, again, I don't know if you heard, I was saying to Terry there, the same kind of questions coming in for you, which are basically, cut it back, help me. Lots of stuff coming in. People just are worried about human elective and all that kind of thing. At this stage, we're sort of saying we've 2 days ahead of us. What is your advice to people?
Well, at this stage, for the short answer questions, just make sure they answer all 12, even if they haven't a clue. Just make sure they attempt an answer anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the physical core unit 1, make sure they go over the landforms, rivers, coast. That's usually a good question. Watch out for the part A's, and make sure they definitely cover ISIS Daisy. That was on the sample paper 2 years ago. In the regional, they'll have to make sure they've covered the primary and manufacturing industries for both core and peripheral, so like example Paris Basin or Mediterranean, and also make sure that they cover an economic activity in a subcontinent region. You most of them in India or the Southwest USA. The questions that could also come up there could be regional divisions within regions. So, for example, cultural divisions. A lot of them I have done Belgium, language, economic divisions in Belgium. In the human elective, you mentioned that one specifically, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had a human elective just shouting at the screen me here, but many more as well.
Well, one good thing about the electives is the Part A questions for 20 marks in the same in regional will tend to be very straightforward questions. So they shouldn't overly panic because they'll find some parts of the questions that they'll be able to do even if they've saved to do no study over the weekend, which will be a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be skills, for example, maybe basic map skills or photograph skills, or they may have to draw maybe a graph like a bar chart or a line graph, something like that. So they'll find parts of the questions very simple. I would advise them to do some map work or photograph work because it'll come into those electives and they might find very easy questions. Look out for questions, for example, on rural settlement patterns. Again, it was on the sample paper, wasn't on the exam last year. Then questions in terms of relating to population. Make sure they can read population structures and, for example, Irish population structures and the implications for Ireland of a changing population structure of an ageing population. Okay?
Okay.
And then when it comes to the option questions, now, I know most students are going for GU Ecology, so I'll confine myself to that actual area. Key topics there would be how humans impact on soils. Now, they should make sure that they cover 3 points. And one way, for example, they can bring in stuff that they've covered in the regional and other parts of it. An impact on soils, for example, 1 point, they could talk about soil erosion, the Mediterranean, the agricultural practice in the Mediterranean. They probably will have covered some of the agricultural practice in the Sahel in North Africa, and the mayor, another soil erosion they could use would be, for example, deforestation. So there's 3 points. Each student should make sure they can identify 3 points. Other questions there could be how humans can impact on a biome. Probably a lot of them will have done deforestation, say, of the Amazon rainforest, so the impact on vegetation and climate on soils. They'll find some of the points overlapping between different questions. I would be very careful about relying for the geoecology just on the description of a biome. That was up last year, and it's one that a lot of people would be hoping would come up again, but I think it would be a bit risky just to rely on that.
Michael, and finally...
Yeah.
And finally, sorry to do this to you, stand in the arrivals hall there, but hey, you're about to go on your holidays, I wouldn't feel that sorry if you... And finally, what last parting shot do you have for students who would be studying this weekend then?
Well, at this stage, focus on the topics that they're strong points. There's no point in trying to learn off whole new things at this stage. They'll find there's a very good spread of questions. Most of the key topics, areas, will come up in the exam. They shouldn't be overly worried, really, because they'll find that there's a good choice of questions. They will be able to attempt questions. So just go back over the strong ones. In the core unit 1, for example, physical geography, look at diagrams. Be able to label and read diagrams. That's a big part of that section.
Okay, Michael, you are now officially on your holidays.
Yes, but I'll be very curious. I'll be in touch all
afternoon. Okay, we'll talk to you Monday night then.
Okay.
Listen,
bye.
Thanks a million for joining us there.
606.